A lot of times when, in extension, when we're answering calls and things, it's about putting out some darn fire someplace. You got to have the answer right now. And that's where we get into this mode of being CSI, because it's most of the time it is like a crime scene. They've been buried, plants buried alive or drowned. So make those analogies. But this this Long Beach Radish project was one of these fun things that we got to do. 2009, Long Beach, Mississippi reinstituted their Radish Festival. And so Christine Coker and I, we were speaking, and we kept asking folks in Long Beach, well, why Radish Festival in Long Beach, Mississippi? Well, what happened is years ago, like 1910 to 1930, Long Beach grew a radish called Long Beach Red Radish, and it was the leading crop that they had. The claim to fame for it was they grew it in the South, shipped it north in the wintertime, exported it north, and it was thin skin, 6 to 7 inch red radish. Looks like a carrot, and so we had to find out about this radish, because we looked in the catalogs and things, and nobody sold Long Beach Red Radish seed. So, of course, we went into the MSU archives. Now, understand, in that time period we were looking at, Smith Lever had just been passed. We didn't have very huge archives back then. But we just figured that somebody with the land-grant university in our state would have known something about this. Zip. Then we found this book, and this is a History of Long Beach, Mississippi, Rosalie and Radishes. And what we discovered was that in the early 1900s, Long Beach, Mississippi was a major truck vegetable crop area. Access to the Mississippi, it was shipping and everything, so they could get product out. Radishes were the leading crop. They grew other things, but radishes were the crop. And I love, this is Mr. Joseph Smith from this book, one of the leading radish growers. I love this quote. Follow this, you can make $200 an acre, whatever you want to grow. Okay, that's inspiring. I think it's kind of funny now when we're looking at $200 an acre. But, packing sheds for these radishes, we're set up like any other packing shed. But here's the thing. They were shipped north for bar snacks. They didn't have pretzels, I guess, back then, so they have bar snacks for radishes. 300 boxcars a year. You know how many radishes you can put in a boxcar? But 300 a year is what was shipped north out of Long Beach, Mississippi. Other growing areas came online, more competitive, and the story, and the market shifted to these other production areas. Varieties lost to history. Now, it's really funny. This is one of these things that, when we rely on common names, that will lead you down rabbit holes if you're looking for plants. So, that was 2010, 2011. And just a couple years ago, a friend of mine, Ron Wilson in Cincinnati, he's a grower for Natorps up there, has a radio show in the garden, 55 KRC. I'm a frequent caller. It's fun. I get up early on Saturday morning. You can, talk gardening. But he was talking to Kate Cook, an organic, sustainable grower in the area, and they were talking about their favorite radishes. And this Cincinnati Market radish came up. That was Ron's favorite. And it's interesting. It was a 6 to 7 inch radish, red, looks like a carrot. I'm hearing this. I'm like, well, wait a second. I remember doing something like 8 years ago with this. And so looking through the seed suppliers for Cincinnati Market radish, came up with Circa Plants. And that Cincinnati Market radish, bred by glass gardeners outside of Cincinnati in the mid-1800s for growth in the South and export to the North. I think I'm getting closer. I mean, that's what I'm telling myself. Doing a little more digging on it, the National Center for Genetic Resources Preservation they list Cincinnati Market a couple times, but they also reference a long scarlet radish. Okay, here we're getting into these common name things. So looking up long scarlet, Baker Creek has long scarlet radishes. I keep thinking, this is the variety that was the Long Beach Red. And so we've been growing it down at our station in Biloxi now for a couple of years with the idea of giving, the local food producers that information, and here's a way to market a crop. You could grow this, market it as the long-lost Long Beach Red radish. It's got to be worth $2 or $3 a bunch more than just a plain old radish, right? That's the way I look at it. So we've been doing that. These are the first Long Beach Reds that were grown in South Mississippi, the way I think about it, in about 90 years. This was last year. And so, yeah, it was a fun project. You don't get a lot of them sometimes, but when they come around, I mean, it's a pleasure to work on this kind of stuff and do a little investigation. So with that, I'm going to say thanks. And if anybody's got any questions, I'll give it a whirl. Mary. Are there any herbarium specimens? Not that we have found yet. Okay, I mean, this is something that, Christine and I are working in our spare time on, because this is not a high priority project. This is one of those fun projects, okay? So.
Did you come across anything about seed production in that area? Did farmers put aside a section of, say, their own seed on them? Or is there a market in that?
Did we come across growers saving their own seed themselves? No. Everything that we've come across is the seeds were all produced, I'm going to say Cincinnati, Ohio area, and then shipped south for growing. But they weren't saved down in our environment down there, from what we see. Yes, ma'am.
What do they taste like?
That's a good question. Now, and I haven't tested this out yet, but I imagine that they would be pretty good with a beer. I mean, no, they're thin-skinned, they're crunchy, they're not that hot radish that'll blow your head off. They're very nice tasting radish. So, yeah, Ellen.
Just wondering if you made any inquiries at the USDA Genetics Seed Lab?
Haven't done it yet. I mean, there's a lot, like I say, this is something that, we're doing on the spare time, kind of on the fly. And, we're going to do some more on, because I'm not going to let this go, because I think I've got the radish myself. So, any other question? Well, listen, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.